Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today we're going to be working with negative beliefs and turning them around backwards and making the sound of them. We did this in class today and it was really effective. So I think this is, you know, within any situation, whether no matter what's going on, it's really the way you react to it and your belief about it that actually is the whole deal. It's the whole deal. So we're going to be transforming a lot of negative beliefs with sound. Right? It's very effective, very important. So our intention is that all negative beliefs that are illusions, which is all of them, are gone. And we're just resonating the truth that we are pure, perfect spirits in every way. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things going on around here. Tomorrow, we're doing a free workshop on releasing stuck emotions, of course, online, on Zoom. It's going to be from 10 in the morning to 12 Pacific time. And if you haven't already got the email that I sent out, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, david@soundhealingcenter.com, and I will send you the Zoom link to be able to get into the meeting. Right? And then, we're going to be going through multiple techniques on releasing stuck emotions with the voice. Really powerful work. So we're going to be going really deep. This is not just talking about it. We're going to actually do it. So be ready to go really deep. I got a kitty in my lap here. Talk around her. Hey there. So we also we're planning now to have our open house at the Institute on June 7th, and God willing, but I think it's going to work out now. We were going to do it on May 24th, but we're not going to do it on June 7th. We'll be careful. You know, we'll require a mask as everybody is required. And if you want to come, though, email me because we're going to have people come throughout the day. So we're going to kind of, you know, have different groups come at different times. So that's in Sausalito on June 7th. And we also are still planning on doing our summer intensive on July 14th to the 25th and July 30th to the August 9th, which is 10 to 9:30 every day, right? We actually are working with some people now that have like an app that should be able to tell if you've got the virus, but also we've got frequencies that we can be playing that will help get rid of it as well. So we're feeling pretty confident that it's going to be fine. We'll still be careful, and also check in with intuitives, make sure it's going to be safe. So it's July 25th to basically August 9th, which is the whole certificate program of our sound healing certificate. We also are going to be doing that at the Institute in Sausalito starting September 8th, which is three nights a week and some weekends. And that's our normal 3.5 month program. Both of those programs are all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and how you can use sound to understand the whole universe based on vibration, and also how to do multiple techniques where you can, you know, make this a career. We're a vocational school, so we teach how to actually get a job or open up your own practice, right? We also have that whole program online with live instructors. You could do it by video. The online program normally takes 6 months, but if you did by video, you could do it as fast as you want. You could actually start, could start Tuesday, but better to start this Thursday, the May 21st. We start about every week or two, and because it's ongoing enrollment. And that's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays 10 to 1, and that's all Pacific time. Works really well works really well. We just did this class on transforming negative beliefs, and it was profound. It was really a cool class, right? So don't think, you know, you can't learn sound healing online. It's really effective. You can practice on friends and family if you're able to get close to them, right? And practice on your kitty, right? My kitty loves the tuning forks, right? Okay. So that's the sound healing certificate program. We've also got the audio recording program, which is we're planning on starting about June 1st online, and that's about 6 months also. You'll learn how to do recording and mixing and producing, and also work with binaural beats and just be able to create music that affects people in a really powerful way. It works really well online. In fact, it's almost better online when we do that program, because not only can you hear everything I'm doing in real time and see it on the screen, but we can listen to what you've done, and you get a video of every class. So it's really, really cool. We are planning on doing it at the Institute starting July 1st if we get enough people. Right, so that will be to be scheduled. So that's the recording program, completely separate than the sound healing program. We also are still planning to do our Mount Shasta retreat. In fact, I think we're definitely going to do that. In fact, all of this we're going to do. And that's August 15th, 16th, and 17th. Beautiful place right on a river, mineral springs right there. And the third day we go up on the mountain. And it's really just a profoundly transformative time doing sound. You get a good overview of sound and do it a lot. Right? So that's happening August 15th, 16th, and 17th. You can find it on our site at, let's see, I think it's soundhealingcenter.com/love/Shasta. Anything else? We also are doing treatments. We do voice analysis. We can find out exactly what's wrong with you and then give you a CD and the frequencies that are missing. That works really well over the phone or online. We also can find your home note, where you're at peace. You got any stress going on? This is really good to actually get back to your own natural rhythm. So we do a test where we play each of the 12 notes and find which one resonates with you, and give you a CD in that key. We also have, we do chakra treatments. We also even do voice healing over the phone as well. We have our store as well with all of the my books, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, the recording books. We've got all my CDs. We've got over 100 CDs, everything from music to frequency CDs you play on the body, you don't listen to them, to guided meditations, even CDs for surgery, right? And pre-op and post-op. We also have all the sound tables, the sound lounges. If you're bored or stressed at all, right, anytime these days, oh my God, the sound lounge will take care of it. It is so amazing. I just got off myself, so I'm like just a mellow pumpkin, right? So subwoofers built into it, and it's really effective. We also sell the bass belt in case you got any pain or issues in any localized areas. Right? You can find all of our stuff in the store at soundoflove.com, or you can actually find all our therapies at soundtherapycenter.com, but everything is at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me, 415-777-2486, or email me, david@soundhealingcenter.com. Wow. You know, spirit and source works based on resonance. The law of attraction is all about the same vibrations connecting, right? you go into a certain vibration, you attract that to you. That's the way it's set up. If you're running a negative vibration, you get that attracted to you. If you're running a really high positive vibration, no telling what's going to come to you, right? It's incredible. It's really pretty basic, right? And it's pretty much the law. So the problem is, we may be running love and light and visualizing really good things and doing all types of good work to stay in our positive vibration with what's going on. But often there's these negative beliefs that are built into our system that are resonating these negative energies, which are totally affecting every relationship. It's affecting your career and your job, your wealth, and it's affecting your health. These negative beliefs underneath are sending out these chaotic vibrations, and that's what spirit goes, we love you, we'll bring more of that, right? So it's a real problem. Now, often, I should say rarely, these negative beliefs are subconscious, unconscious. Generally, we know exactly how we don't feel good enough, right? It's pretty easy to pinpoint. There can be hidden ones, but for the most part, we often know how we don't think we're good enough, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to do a technique where we pinpoint some of these negative beliefs and turn them around backwards, and then we're going to make the sound of them to reinstate the truth, because all negative beliefs are illusions. They're all illusions. The tricky part is you can't just turn them around backwards. If I say, I'm not loving all the time, I can't go, I'm totally loving all the time. Because spirit, my subconscious is going, yep, right, give me a break. I saw what you did like a couple of weeks ago, you know, right? Or years ago. It's like, whatever, you know, you can't just lie and make it the truth. You really have to believe the positive belief 100%, right? So that means often going to a higher level of fifth dimensional being, like we are pure spirits, right? I mean, I may not be loving all the time, but my essence, my soul, is pure love, right? I believe that 100%. Now, there's a couple other techniques people often do where they say, I accept that I'm not loving all the time. I'm just human. It's okay. That's not bad. It's better than beating yourself up, right? And saying I'm a really bad person, right? But it's like accepting that you're a bad person, right? There's kind of a part of it built in that, well, I suck, but I love myself anyway. I'd like to get rid of the I suck part, because you don't suck. You don't suck, right? You're a light being, right? Here's another one that people often do, which is not so bad. It's like, I aspire to be loving all the time. I'm working on it, right? Or I visualize myself being loving more and more each day. That's not bad. Again, it's way better than beating yourself up. Way better. But it's still like, it's kind of like trying, right? It's like, or wanting. It's like, you need, the way spirit works, it's looking at your vibration. If you're going, okay, I'm sucking, I'm going to get better at it, not sucking so much, that's the vibration that spirit's going to match. Whereas if you go, my essence is pure love, and spirit totally kicks in, because that's a pure vibration, right? Very pure resonance. And there is no negativity in that at all. So I find it's important to turn these around in a way that you can believe it 100% of the time, 100% energetically, right? And then make the sound of it, right? So that's what we're going to be doing. So let's do this one. So if any of you have this, where you feel you're not loving enough sometimes, then you may find something, another way you could say it as well. But I'm going to say, my essence, my soul is pure love. And then I'm going to make the sound of that and join in as well. Getting the truth in your body, vibrating, so that becomes the vibration that you're putting out to the world and attracting. In my book, I've got a whole list of negative vibration or negative beliefs and ways to turn them around. So let's look at some different ones and play with them. So you can often have negative beliefs about the self. I'm not good enough physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I'm too emotional. I'm not capable of great things. You could have negative beliefs around relationships. I blow it all the time. Wealth. I'm not smart enough to have my own business, or I don't deserve to be wealthy. I mean, other people are dying and poor, right? Or health. I don't have it together enough to heal myself. And I don't know how to heal myself. I need to go to someone, right? So there's all these different beliefs. So let's play with some of the bigger ones. Some people say, I don't deserve to be loved. Check in and see if there's that component in you. I don't deserve to be loved. Or I am not lovable. I am not lovable. Well, how would we turn that around? I am lovable. You could, sometimes you can just sit with that and find truth in it. Find 100% truth and just make the sound of that. I mean, for me, it doesn't take much to go, I am lovable, and really sit in that And so I could believe that really easily. Actually, there's some people that couldn't, though. And it may have to take a while before you can really be it, right? Again, we could go to the essence. My essence is love. So, of course, I'm lovable. My soul is love. Every cell is love. That's a good one. So tune in to the energy of I am lovable. I am lovable. Make the sound of that with me. So a lot of beliefs are around fear, or they create fear. It's like right now, there's a lot of beliefs around what's going on, right? I mean, goodness gracious, you got to be careful going online of all the different conspiracy theories that are happening right now, right? I mean, oh, Bill Gates is, you know, going to put chips in everybody, right? Or, oh my God, it just goes on and on, you know? Or there's just, you know, this is going to last another 10 years, right? I mean, look at the tally of all the people who have died, right? It's just so easy to go into that fear when we fall into these kind of this mass belief. Right? Instead of going into compassion and love and light and gratitude, right? So it's really often about overcoming fear. I've actually got a song about called Overcoming Fear that I'd like to play, and then we'll turn this one around. So listen, check out this energy. Actually, let me tune into this. So where are we when we're not in fear? It's not like you release fear. It's like you just go to another place of light and infinite possibilities and love, joy, compassion, gratitude, just well-being. Right? Connected to the earth, which is easy to do these days because the earth is so happy, right? And connected to source. That's where you go when the fear is gone. So if you want to tone along, you can, or just listen to Overcoming Fear. Another common negative belief is that we can't be abundant. I mean, sometimes people think money is the root of all evil. You know, if I have money, a lot of money, others, I mean, it's not right because others are starving. It's wrong to have other money when people are suffering. Although if you look at it, well, let me go through some more negative beliefs first and then we'll talk. Or I don't deserve to be rich, or I'm not smart enough to have my own business or clever enough. And it's, you know, I don't like competing with people, right? I don't like marketing. I don't like sales. I've got that one in me. I really don't like doing the sales thing, right? So to turn that one around about abundance, first of all, we had a good class on this one today. Well, people said first, you know, we on this planet, there's so much abundance. There's so many resources. We've got enough food for everybody. It's not like there's limited resources. The problem is people are hoarding it, right? So it's not like, I mean, we're all meant to be 100% abundant. So there's no reason to feel like that's wrong, because that's where we should all be, right? Another thing that's really helped me is when you think of money coming through you to help others instead of to you to make you richer, then spirit kicks in and goes, cool, it's coming through you. Make yourself comfortable and then use the energy to help others, and spirit kicks in. Another thing I've found that's really working for me big time is when you set your intention to help as many people as possible, and you truly focus on that as your mission, right? As your pure intention, with pure intention. And then you even come up with ideas to do it. Boy, beings on the other side and spirit, they kick in big time and start helping. I mean, they really kick in. I've had so many intuitives say that there's a whole range of beings on the other side that are more interested in my project than I am. Right? So think about how much you can help people, and then spirit just kicks in, really kicks in, right? Because spirits, that's their main mission too, right? So go to this place now where all abundance is coming to you. Feel it completely. All flow will be coming through you to help others. Feel that energy. Make the sound of it. There's another one around health. It's a really big one, actually. We've been entrained into this common belief that we can no longer heal ourselves. Got to go to the hospital. Got to go to a doctor. We don't have the capacity, much less to help other people, but especially to heal ourselves. It's a really strong belief on the planet, right? So let's turn that one around backwards. That one is really just a matter of sitting in the energy of the truth. Sometimes when you sit in it, it might be hard to feel it completely, and you can just sit for a while until you really get it, that you are completely empowered to heal yourself. You do have the capacity. Here's a good way to say it. This is really good. I'm way more powerful than I think. I'm way more powerful than I think. Make the sound of that. Ha. That's a big one. We're definitely way more powerful than you think. Probably the number one thing that stops us from being fully empowered. Right. There's also another one about healing others that is quite common, that we're not pure enough to help others in healing. We don't have the channels open, right? But that's the thing that's stopping you. When you just flip that around and say, I can do it. You don't have to be perfect in your life to be able to do healing on people. You just bring that energy through, right? So see yourself as completely capable to do healing or treatments on other people, whether it's with sound or energy or whatever you do, all the different techniques. You're perfect for this job. Make the sound of that. There's another one around emotions. Some people say, I'm not emotional enough. I don't feel enough. Doesn't seem to be a problem around the sound healing school, though. It's more like, I'm way too emotional. I'm just an emotional mess. I'm an empath. I'm a total empath. I'm feeling all of the pain on the planet right now. I'm feeling all of the fear. Right? It's often that we are too emotional, right? But it's perfect to turn that around. You are a perfectly sensitive being. To be able to feel is so beautiful. It's perfect. There is no too much emotions, right? We are blessed to be able to feel all the emotions we feel. And when you're more sensitive, you can feel finer. You get more intuition that's finer about what's going on in the world or yourself or others, right? So it's about releasing these emotions. So let's make the sound of that one. I am a perfect emotional being in the way I am. Ooh. here. Let it flow. I've got a song on releasing stuck emotions. Let's go ahead and listen to that. In order to let go of whatever you have going on still in these challenging times. Thank you. Greg Braden says one of the biggest negative beliefs we have is that we are all separate. It is so built into our 3D world, right? We are not separate. We're all connected. We're all part of this vibrational matrix that is pretty amazing, right? And some people say there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and a lot of other people are saying there's amazing stuff going on at a higher level right now. Energy's coming in, people becoming more intuitive, being contacted by higher beings. I mean, a full range of stuff's going on, right? We're all one. So I have a recording of a large group of people toning with the intention or energy of oneness. So we're just going to listen to the last 5 minutes. So we're going to start at 5 minutes in on this. And so we're going to do 5 minutes and just tone along the energy of oneness. Go to that place where you're one with the whole universe. Pure light on a higher level. Okay, go ahead and tone along. are illusions. They're just silly illusions. The truth is, we are pure, perfect spirits in every way. We are perfectly good enough in every way. Anything else is an illusion. So let's make the sound of that. Perfect spirits in every way. So if you find at any moment that you're not feeling good about yourself, anytime, figure out what the belief is. Track it down. Pretty easy normally. And then turn it around in a way that you can believe 100%. And make the sound of it. You don't even have to make it out loud. You can just make the sound of it in your head. If you can do it out loud, you get the physical vibration in your body and it feels really good. If you've got beliefs that you know are there that keep coming up, I'm not smart enough, I'm not anything enough, it might take a while to really turn them around. But making the sound of the opposite, where you know those are not true, the opposite is what's really true. That's what's going to do it. Because then you're putting that vibration out into the world. Just imagine all the time your energy is, I'm totally good enough. And all the time, the whole universe comes to support that. Big time. Because that's how it works. Law of attraction based on resonance. It affects every communication you have with someone. It affects your job. It affects every relationship. And it affects your health. This is critical, and it's not rocket science. It's not like you have to be a master manifester, right? One day, right? No. Just turn it around and make the sound of it. Manifest whatever you want. in alignment with Source. Hold that energy, at least through the night, and practice this through the week, months ahead. Keep practicing it for years and lifetimes, and teach others. Thanks for listening, and take care.